If everything goes according to plan, you'll be able to view the much-publicized and anticipated 2017 solar eclipse from a state-of-the-art solar observatory built on the campus of SIU Carbondale, designed by students from the SIU School of Architecture. In preparation for the eclipse, the SIU Physics Department and the SIU School of Architecture challenged architecture students to design the facility, and one of the competitors, third-year architecture student Aaron Uy, says it was a fun project.
I love architecture, so this is great. This is fun.
His design will have several uses.
It is designed for the solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse later on, but as it progresses, In later phases, it will become a site for the general public to see it.
All of the submitted designs are students in the Architecture 351 class, taught by Assistant Professor Chad Schwartz.
The project I've had the students do is being designed in three phases. Right, so the first phase is what they're hoping to get built, which is kind of a serviceable site. And then we've added two more phases that add on additional programming that would create a much more functional site for much larger events.
Events like seeing the heavens from inside a high-tech dome to relaxed stargazing with your family at an outdoor theater, both are features of student Caroline Simmons' design.
And then in phase three, the planetarium, an additional classroom, an amphitheater.
Professor Schwartz says he told his architecture students to think outside the box.
We've definitely encouraged the students to think about as many different ways that you can kind of observe the heavens or the celestial events that will be going on over the foreseeable future.
And Schwartz emphasizes that eventually one of these conceptual designs will be turned into brick and mortar on the Carbondale campus.
That's true, and that's one of the real advantages of doing this is that hopefully our students, a lot of studio experiences are fictional, right? We make up a problem and they design something, but to have something that could actually be built and be real, whether it's one student or parts from different projects, could become a real project on the campus, which is a huge boon for our program and for the university.
For WSIU Radio News, I'm Kevin Boucher.